Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dream, our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends. When I'm a road.
To put a label on it. So said Jake Sullivan when asked, is Taliban friend or foe? Well, we find it easy to put labels on things around here, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we do on the American Adversaries Radio Show. Thank you for tuning in on the big, bolder, stronger, and more important to listen to than ever before, AM 950. Or perhaps you're listening on FM 94.9, The Answer. In either case, we appreciate it. And we would like you to join the Answer Seekers Club by going to the AnswerOrlando.com website. Sign up for the club so that you can enter to win the American Adversaries Terrific Talkers VIP experience. And don't forget to take the Larry Elder mini survey while you are there. All right, you can also listen on our excellent website. That is AmericanAdversaries.com. You can still listen on your Alexa devices, and you can still download the free Answer Orlando app into your smart devices. And yes, indeed, we are up on the Titan Cave Cam, so you can see and hear us tonight on our Facebook page. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. Please do follow us while you're there, and like us if you do. All right, I got the chairman of the board, the union boss himself, Michael McBath, in
Chris,
the studio.
I got to tell you, I am excited about today, but I'm really excited about this weekend with all the college football coming on. If there's anything that brings great spirit and America needs a push in spirit, this is the time. Yep. And, you know, I think we're all pretty much, maybe in words, depressed, I hate to say it, about what's taking our country and our government. Yep. So, you know, hopefully they'll have great games on TV. I think some of the top 10 teams are playing, and this should be a fun weekend for once, these bums in Washington. So, should be hopefully a good time for everybody.
Absolutely. And in light of that, we have a college football story for you later on in the show. Nostradamus will be joining us. That's right. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. And we'll also have in with us Charles Hart. Matter of fact, I see he's on the line with us right now. Charles, how have you been?
Oh, I'm like Frank Costanza on Festivus morning. I got a lot to say about a lot of things.
All right.
About those people.
All right,
not the listeners, not you guys, but boy, oh boy, Joe Biden.
All right, we're going to
talk about somebody on my naughty list.
We're going to get to that here in just a minute. And, of course, this hour of the show is brought to us by the Orange County Republican Executive Committee. And Charles has got a Lincoln Day dinner event that he's going to tell you about as well. I've mentioned it before, but he'll fill in some more of the details tonight. And then at the top of the next hour, we're going to have Angie Ugarte. You might have heard of her. She is the proprietor of the DeBerry Diner, where she has put a sign up.
We know it well, Chris.
Yeah,
that if, a true American.
If you're a Biden supporter, take your business elsewhere, is her philosophy.
like the parking lot, baby.
That's right. And Dominique Clemens of the Florida Citizens Alliance is going to join us in the next hour as well. And so, Charles, I want to first tell you about something that Mike has done.
Probably to be back with you guys. Let me just say that.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, I got to tell you what I've done over at their house. They have put up a 13-flag tribute in their front yard to the soldiers, the Marines, the soldier and the medic who were killed last Thursday.
And I will tell you, as Chris knows, the in the neighborhood was extremely positive. We had within 20 minutes at least 4 calls. We've had numerous calls after that. I haven't had a negative call because they know I live on a lake and I will tell them to jump into the lake if they don't like it. But it is, I think it's pretty neat, and if you have flags, put them up, because I just hate to see this incident disappear with the next news story. And that's, and it's a case when you have individuals like that really murdered by the Democratic Party and the president, that I just think it's time that people got to, get off the bench, get into the game, and really get into the game, because I'm not sure there's going to be another round after this. So here we go.
Well, Charles, go ahead.
Can I just say it like this? Is thank you, Mike. You're doing more than the damn president of the United States of America. Excuse me, guys. I don't mean to say it, the curse, but that's the truth. Where is this guy? He's looking at his watch on the tarmac at Andrews Air Force as they wheel out heroes off the... this guy should get on his knees and beg the American people for forgiveness. No, instead, he calls a news conference and he attacks President Trump.
This guy knew
about this crap since April.
Well,
and he's done nothing. There's people in the Pentagon that all they do is war game stuff. And he can't war game this out one single time with a military simulation of Saigon or Dunkirk or something like that.
Well, certainly there was a lack of foresight, lack of planning. However, Rasmussen has released, I guess there was a leak from within the administration from someone who is very upset that a lot of people were left behind. And evidently, on July the 23rd, in a phone conversation, his last phone conversation with Hamid Ghani, president of Afghanistan, he talked about how their army wasn't doing so good and that the perception was bad and they needed to change the perception of the situation in Afghanistan. So obviously Biden knew early on that, and he lied to them when he said, no, they'll be able to stand up against the Taliban. He knew all along they would not.
And remember the trouble Trump got in for a phone call, right? And look what this phone call revealed. This guy deceived the American people.
Charles?
Well, it's like this, guys. It's like the Democrat Party finally has run into a situation where they keep trying to lie about it. Like, by the way, did you hear, and it's been confirmed by some television station out in California, apparently, and other, I haven't seen it hit mainstream news. Maybe it has. I haven't seen it today, though. Is there's a 3-year-old child
was
that
left,
we abandoned in Afghanistan.
Yeah, was left behind.
It's just, and there's the dogs. And by the way, I love the people that tell me that the dogs are safe. Like they were evacuated to Germany. But this is the same administration that lies to me and tells me, we got it under control. We're going to be there till September 11th. I'm like Frank Costanza on Festivus morning. I got the airing of the complaint. You know what I mean?
I think we now know one reason why the media has been so negative toward Biden. It turns out that 600 journalists, staff, and families were also left behind.
Ooh,
these were people that with radio free Europe, and I forget there was another broadcasting network like that, and they were left behind as well. And
I don't think he's
going
to ingratiate himself, do you, Chris, to the media when they realize that could have been any one of you people? And he didn't care.
Well, that might explain part of their negative reaction to the whole thing, Charles. But certainly, this is definitely affecting Biden in the polls. There's no question about that. And then when you have Jake Sullivan come out and say, well, we can't really say if the Taliban are basically the good guys or the bad guys or not, it does not bode well for the future for Afghanistan.
And you know what? Here's the interesting thing. You know, the Taliban or whatever, they literally said, we expect the United States to keep its diplomatic mission here. So what that says to me is this, is there was room to negotiate all of this. Like, you want us to stay in your country because you want to have some type of trade with us? Well, then you're going to let us hold the airport until we decide we don't want to be there no more. How about that?
You know, the other thing, too, we need to know what was involved in these conversations, because maybe leaving all $85 billion of military equipment was part of the negotiations, because you couldn't be such a fool to leave that amount of property behind. I wonder if that was in the negotiations.
Have you guys seen this graphic? You know, they talk about taking away my pistols, and they left 358,530 assault rifles. They left 126,295 pistols. I would love to hear Beto O'Rourke out there right now talking about how the American citizen, the law-abiding American citizen, can't own a firearm under our Constitution as allowed. But a member of the Taliban, they can own 358,530 assault rifles and 126,295 pistols and 176 artillery pieces.
By the way, those artillery pieces included howitzers, which are very effective cannons. There was also 2,520 bombs that were left behind, as well as all kinds of explosive ordnances, detonators, so-called shaped chargers, thermite charges, incendiaries, the whole nine yards. And by the way, pallets with millions of dollars in U.S. currency, as well as millions upon millions of rounds of the ammunition to go with it all.
And the money was casually left there, Chris, or was it directed to certain specific parties, I would assume?
That, I think, goes back, was all that part of the negotiations.
Yeah, we need a real big investigation.
Charles?
Oh, and by the way, you know, it's illegal for an American to own a machine gun without a permit, special permit issued by the ATF. But we have 64,633 machine guns in Afghanistan. I mean, you know, it's kind of like that old line. It's like, you know, please don't on my back and tell me it's raining. And every time I hear Biden, it's like, you know, well, the ones that the Americans that didn't leave, listen, they said on Sunday night, don't go to the airport. And then the next day they're like, yeah, all these Americans wanted to stay behind. You told them to stay behind. You told them to shelter in place, man.
Yeah, as a matter of fact,
like, dude,
in a couple of cases at least, the people actually made it through the Taliban checkpoints but were turned away at the gates of the airport. So it's
unbelievable.
Absolutely. And definitely affecting Biden at the polls. We'll take a break here in another minute or so. When we come back, I'll kind of go through some of those poll numbers for you. They are definitely abysmal.
Do you think our congressmen and other Democrats will take this in consideration, Chris, when we get to the $3.5 trillion fiasco coming up?
We can only hope so. All right.
Well, it looks like some of them are. There's some of them actually that are seeming like they're deemed by their common sense.
Yeah. They're being forced back to common sense.
Let's just say their world got rattled the last couple of weeks. You're listening.
Maybe the 100.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say maybe the 169 M1 armored personnel carriers are driving by their house with the Taliban waving at them.
Fine. All right. You're listening to The American Adversaries. Once again, this hour of our Wednesday show is sponsored by the Orange County Republican Executive Committee. They recruit. They do grassroots. They help candidates in the general election. You can help them by going to ocrec.org. That's OCREC.org. Or go to OCREC.shop and get your Ron DeSantis gear. Mike was sporting his last night. He looked
pretty good.
I know,
styling and profiling, very effective out in the streets.
Red looks good on you Penn Staters. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries.
AM 950 and FM 94.9. The Answer.
Craving tacos? How about burritos? What you're in the mood for at Tijuana Flats, it's always fresh and made to order. Now get Tijuana Flats delivered to your door with DoorDash or Uber Eats. Delicious Tijuana Flats Tex-Mex delivered. Life is good.
Yeah, we're going to do a VIP talkers experience with the American adversaries.
Whoa.
Let's do it.
Introducing The Answer, American Adversaries VIP experience, where you and a guest will get to be in studio and hang out with the American adversaries live. But that's not all. Your VIP experience keeps going as you and the American adversaries head on over to Cafe Positano's after the show. But your VIP experience doesn't stop there. You'll also win a $500 shopping spree from Thompson Jewelers, Orlando and St. Cloud, plus dinner for two every month for a year from Tijuana Flats. Just go to TheAnswerOrlando.com. Click on the banner and become a member of the Answer Seekers Fan Club. But time is limited, so register and join the American Adversaries VIP experience. You could be our winner. From AM 950, FM 94.9, The Answer.
Network sound and video can make memories last forever. Like many folks, you've stored away family videos, camcorder tapes, 8mm film, photos, and slides for years. You can't play your family memories even if you wanted to. The camera is broken, the VCR won't play. Bring those memories back to life by transferring them to a CD or DVD so your family can enjoy them again for a lifetime. Call 407-834-8555 or visit NetworkSoundAndVideo.com. 407-834-8555.
Hey, Central Florida, Dave Ramsey here. When you need advice on your taxes and want to work with someone who has the heart of a teacher, you need to see Larry Herring, CPA, one of our tax-endorsed local providers, and he's ready to talk with all your income tax needs. Larry Herring will help you manage your taxes just like any other expense. Take it from your guy, 407-647-77 or at herringcpa.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Answer traffic. Westbound I-4 slow from Lee to Colonial, then from Kirkman to US 27. Eastbound I-4 slow from Kirkman to Maitland. Crash on Colonial at Para Princeton. Crash at Silver Star. 429 slow into I-4. Northbound going slow around the turnpike with a crash near Plant Street. Your latest answer traffic. I'm Dave Garica.
Adversaries Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen. All right, got Charles Hart on the line, and we got JJ call in too. Let's take JJ's phone call, and then we'll get Charles to comment on it. Hey, JJ, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, good, Chris.
Good.
I still have not heard Biden. Of course, he's not very coherent anyway, but I've never heard a coherent explanation as to why he would say he was stuck, his hands were tied by Trump, he had to do Trump's deal. And Trump wanted to get out May 1st before the fighting season. And I never hear a reporter say, well, how come you waited till August then if this thing was cast and it was set in stone and
well,
it was Trump's deal?
Yeah, well, I think you might be expecting a little too much from this administration. Charles? Did we lose Charles?
Right. Possibly so.
Okay. Oh no, I'm here.
There he is.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I hit the
mute button, so I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's just insane. There is no explanation. It's like
nobody
every time I read.
Yeah.
Well, it irritates the you know what out of me because it's like, look, I like that the Republican Party's heading in Washington of impeaching Biden. Because that's the only thing I think that's going to work, And I mean, listen, if you remember back, I was really upset when the Democrats basically said after January 6th they were going to impeach President Trump. This is a political impeachment. This is where we're headed now. And if that was the standard to impeach President Trump, well, then the standard to impeach Joe Biden was reached a long time ago, like weeks and months and. I can't believe this. I'm stunned.
This event has definitely changed a lot of people's perceptions, JJ. There's a new Rasmussen poll out. Mike has the daily tracking number. Now, this is job approval number.
Yeah, they said the Biden approval rating, this is of which I enjoy this, has plunged to 42%.
42.
And this is a rolling 3 days. And, you know, the previous couple of days before that, it was 44. So we continue the slide. And I wonder, you would have to probably stop at around 37, 36.
That's about it, 37, 38.
Because there's 38. So many Democrats out there that you couldn't convince them if the world collapsed. So.
Absolutely. Now, I have I got some other numbers for you as well. Rasmussen took a poll, should Biden resign Afghanistan? 52% say yes, he should resign. 39% say no, and 9% not sure. You got to wonder who those not sure people
like,
are,
hello,
right, JJ?
You know?
Well, you know what, though? Can I just say something?
Yeah.
I don't know, because it's like I'd love to see Biden impeached, but then I'd be Kamala Harris as president.
Well,
speaking
of that, you know? 38% in the same Rasmussen poll say they're up to the job.
Oh.
So.
That's shocking. Even.
You know, it's like the lollygagging around Southeast Asia, going and putting a wreath on the memorial. Look, I don't like John McCain, but I would not put a wreath on a memorial honoring the people that shot him down off over North Nam.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's like, what's happening to my country?
Well, by the way, this ought to make the two of you feel better. Meghan McCain tweeted out today that she is disappointed with Joe Biden. She thought he was better than all of them. That make you feel any better, JJ?
Yeah, I just think those people, like that you said, thought Kamala Harris could be president, 30-something%. They're in la-la land. They're not paying attention. They're just like, ooh, we'd have the first black female president. We could check those two boxes.
Yeah,
but don't you get down.
Thank you, JJ, for your call.
When we get down into that 35, 36, I think it's going to be hard to penetrate that because that is a true hardcore Democrat.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, he's doing an unbelievably great job of failure, you know, getting down to 40.
Right.
And if he can get to 38, 37, he's completed his mission tremendously. He's done a horrendous job.
Charles?
He's just horrible.
He is horrible.
You know, it's like I'm, you know, guys, it just, you know, it's like where to start. It's like, you know, the fact that he can't accept. I mean, he cannot accept the fact that he calls his failure. Look, CNN, no less, reported in April, Biden's drawing down troops. Secretary Blinken and the Secretary of Defense are working on withdrawal. They had 4 months. I mean, a kid with a box of crayons could have done better than this. And they don't even know, you know, like a two-year-old with a bunch of crayons on paper could have made a better design. It's just insane. And then Joe Biden sitting on the tarmac of Andrew Air Force Base checking his watch.
Dover.
As they roll off heroes off the plane.
That was at Dover, but yeah. Dover Air Force Base.
Yeah,
they're having a hard time explaining that. Nonetheless, this is definitely going to play a huge role going forward in the midterm elections, I do believe. And are you beginning to hear any rumblings about? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. In fact, you know, the word on the street was the Democrats were going to hold up the census information so we could start redistricting because they were going to, you know, they were saying, well, because of all this COVID that we are going through, we can't get you the information as quickly as we'd like. We've shut down too much essential services here. But apparently they actually came through, and I don't know why they didn't play that game. Kind of. Think of what they were accusing the Republicans of doing with the post office.
Right.
They were trying to do with the Census Bureau.
I see.
But they've come through with the information. And, you know, you see it. Like, look at 7. There are more Republicans. Look, 7, Congressional District 7, the best way to describe that is who wants to be a Republican congressman?
Right.
We got Corey Mills. We got Anthony Sabatini. I would say those are the runners right there. And I'm not mentioning them in order. I'm just mentioning as I think of them.
Right.
We got Erica Benfield from Volusia. We got Jeremy Liggett. We got Brady Duke. We got, you know, it's more like, you see what I mean?
Cavagna, you have that guy, Joe Cavagna. It's a wealth of candidates, that's for sure. Anyway, we'll talk about that.
There's a new guy that jumped in this week, actually.
All right.
Or 2 weeks ago, you know?
Okay.
Well, it's insane.
Okay, we got to take a break. You're listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show. Once again, this hour of the show is brought to us by the Orange County Republican Executive Committee. We'll talk some more local politics when we come back and tell you about the Lincoln Day dinner that you're invited to. But you better get your tickets quick because they're going to sell out very soon. And once again, stay with us. We'll be right back. Please.
AM 950 and FM 94.9. The Answer.
News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Resident communities hit hard by Hurricane Ida are seeing small signs of progress amid the needs for a monumental recovery. About 11,000 people in New Orleans saw their lights come back on early Wednesday, but officials say full restoration could still take weeks, and more than 1 million homes and businesses in Louisiana and Mississippi remain without electricity. Some low-lying areas remain large water and waiting for floodwaters to recede enough for trucks to deliver water and repair supplies. High heat and humidity threaten to make some places feel like 108 degrees. In New Orleans, some residents gathered at a basketball gym with large fans running to cool off and charge their phones. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 48 points, but the NASDAQ rose 50. It's SRN News.
And the latest Answer traffic now.
An arrest for a DUI crash. Volusia County Sheriff's Office says the story goes back to April. Special area in Deltona, gal in her late 20s, speedy, bunch of drugs. Had two boys in the car, ages 4 and 3, drifted over to the other side of the road and smashed head-on into an SUV. One kid was paralyzed, SUV's driver seriously injured. Cops picked her up yesterday, facing lots of charges. Local Fire Rescue on Twitter talking up how they're on the move. The Florida Urban Search and Rescue Task Force 4 out in Louisiana to help with recovery efforts there, including staff from Orlando Fire, Orange County, Seminole, and more. City of Apopka reminding on Twitter, applications are open for the Apopka Youth Council, open to teens grades 9 through 12. For more info, check online, apopka.net/AYC. I'm Dave DiRico. More headlines at TheAnswerOrlando.com.
Hi, I'm John Siebert, President, Patriot Home Funding, Central Mortgage Broker, and we are making mortgages great again by offering the lowest rates and best service, all while not charging any lender junk fees or points on most of our products. And if you are a veteran, we will pay for your appraisal as a way of saying thanks for your service. Take the Patriot. We'll give you 5-star luxury service and save you money. Give us a call at 407-389-5132. That's 407-389-5132, or visit us at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're like me, you're probably spending more time in your vehicles, so it's more important than ever that we can rely on them. That's why, if you Benz, you need to know Jerry and Janice Shepherd, because you can rent B to keep your Mercedes in tip-top shape without leaving your budget out of shape. With their state-of-the-art facilities, factory-trained experience, and reasonable prices, Jerry's and B is your dealership alternative. Jerry's and B is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. Give them a call at 407-366-6499. Or visit them at jerrysmb.com. Remember, they're your dealership alternative. jerrysmb.com, 407-366-6499.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Answer traffic, westbound I-4, slow from Lee to Colonial, then from the beach line to U.S. 27, eastbound I-4, slow from Kirkman to Maitland. Crash on Colonial at Paramore, Princeton, crash at Silver Star. 429, slow into I-4, and northbound slow around the turnpike, got a crash near Plant Street. Your latest answer traffic, I'm Dave DiRico.
Hi, everyone. This is Sunny, the California girl from Gorgeous Laser Wrestling. We're all champions in the ring, including all the hottest guys on American Adversaries. Love ya.
We're back. We're live. We are the American Adversaries. Nostra Dennis has joined us in the Relax and Comfort
Hey, guys, and you know, I got a comment. Charles Hart used a great verb in the last segment.
What was that?
Talking about Mrs. Harris. He said lollygagging, which is really wild because that basically means choking on something you're trying to swallow.
Okay.
Anyway. What a start, Chris.
Like the situation in Afghanistan. Whoa, that was trying to swallow.
Welcome to the show.
I was thinking of something else. You know?
Along with Michael McBath, I am Christopher Hart.
All right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. And that is Charles Hart. I'm Christopher, coming to you on the Thompson Jewelers Crystal Clear Diamond Microphone. Jeff's on the bridge. And Charles, tell us real quick while we have a chance here about the Lincoln Day Dinner, big event you got coming up.
Yeah, actually, it is going to be on October 22nd, Friday, October 22nd. And our keynote speaker is Ted Cruz, the senator himself. And he's a good friend of mine, and he's going to come down here to Orlando. And you know, look, I have been told by other folks, I've never been to an event with him. I've just become friends with him through other things I've done. And so he is as cool as you can imagine. I mean, he is a really nice and fun, you know, fun to talk to. But he is one of the most generous. I've been told he's one of the most generous people with his time. And he's going to be here. He's going to be at our party. We're going to have, you know, a variety of different ways to get in to hear him. We have VIP tickets. Those start at $250. We have a general admission ticket, that's $100. You want to buy a table, there's different table prices for, you know, your group. You'll be able to get a picture with them if you, you know, there's those options are out there.
Going to be. How many people are going to be in the event?
If ticket sales right now, we might be moving to an even larger room than we're at now.
Hmm.
That's nice. How, like, I'll put it like this. We've been live for 3 days selling tickets, and it's been... We're already having to consider moving to a bigger room.
So you don't want to say, but it may not be hundreds. It might be.
Oh, I don't think it's going to be thousands.
Okay.
But maybe if it's a thousand, I'll take a thousand.
Sure. 8,000. That's a nice cozy room.
Right. Book me for a thousand,
I mean,
Charles?
80,000. You know, 80,000, you know, that's going to put a lot of stress on me because, you know, obviously, look, we want people to have the opportunity to meet it.
Sure.
And the only thing we can, you know, you have to put some type of restrictor on that because otherwise. You know, you're not going to be able to have dinner with him. You know what I mean? So there has to be something. You know, this is a fundraiser. This is basically a donation to the Orange County Republican Party so that we can help our candidates. You know, for example, you know, we were talking about CD7 before the break. We also have CD8, which is always a crazy race. I always get CD8 and 9 mixed up. But Bill Posey is the great congressman. He's here in Orange. He's CD9 off the top of my head. I always flip-flop it. But we want to get rid of Darren Soto. We want to win 10. Right now we got two candidates in 10. We got Willie Mothew and another very nice person, another very nice lady. Democrats are really gearing up that one. That's their race. They're rubbing their hand over. But look, if on, I don't know what the date of November, I can tell you if I look, November 2022. But guys, if we win 7, I don't think that there's any way they can keep the House. So it's, I believe it would be November 8th. You know, if November 8th, they declare 7 for us, it's, you know, we're on the aircraft carrier, you know, throwing up our arms in celebration as our planes come back from destroying the Japanese fleet. You know what I mean? That's how it's like, because they can't hold the House if they lose 7.
Right.
And then, you know, also, too, with redistricting, I think Orange will see more Republicans win House seats, most likely, because I think they'll be cut better. There's some seats that we just can't. You know, for example, there's 2 seats now that there's like 11% and 13% Republican then. Literally 11% and 13% Republican. And it's like 60-70% Democrat. And that's just kind of how it was cut by the legislature. We're going to try to do better with redistricting there, but there's no guarantees on that one.
Yeah,
but there's some other districts.
Charles, I was just looking in at contributions, which you can pull up on a website, and Stephanie Murphy is so far out in front, you know, obviously because, you know, she's the sitting candidate. But the reality is, like, she's about 6 times ahead contribution-wise, you know, money-based, than our closest person, which is Sabatini. And
$300,000.
Yeah, and she's like at a, I mean, cash available, which is even the number you don't want to see. She have. She's about $1.2 million, and she's getting blocks of, you know, 10, 20, 30 thousand from insurance companies. And to me, it's amazing that anybody would give her a dime. And but she's that far ahead, and I understand because we haven't done the primaries and everything else, which is certainly going to influence cash flow. But she is way out in front
well,
right
she's
now.
She's doing things that these companies like, so it makes sense.
Yeah,
yeah, maybe if you're a gun. But
Yeah, Charles.
But it's also, though, don't lose heart, because keep in mind, number one, a lot of that money is obvious. I mean, it's flowing to her from people that need her to stay in power. Mm-hmm. And they're giving it to her now instead of waiting. Because usually, like Darren Soto doesn't have a primary opponent. I guarantee Darren Soto will qualify probably, he'll obviously qualify, period. But he's not going to pre-do all this paperwork and everything else. Like, if you look at right now, if you look at eight, he's not. And so you'll look at all his paperwork. It'll go all down to the thing. And then lo and behold, bang, he'll be all in on the FEC website, the Federal Elections Commission website, and the state. He'll be all in. It'll be kind of last minute. It'll be like, you're sitting congressman. Why didn't you do? You were running again. We all know it. Number one. Number two is all the money will come in all of a sudden overnight. Like, all of a sudden will be in his account. Act Blue, the DCCC, and all these other folks.
Sling a switch.
And it'll just all pour in.
Yep.
But with Murphy, because dangerous spot, she needs the money now. She's campaigning now. You can catch her ads. If you I watch Google, YouTube from time to time. She has ads on there, and I'll run across one. And it's not because I'm looking for Stephanie Murphy. It's because I'm looking for, there's this guy, Mark Felton Productions. He does a lot of stuff on World War II. She's there.
And her term is only one-third into this congressional term, and she's already advertising.
It shows how desperate she is, and it shows how the Democrats understand it. Like, look, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go on a limb. I'm not going to go on a limb. I think Seminole is going to be a political wasteland. Seminole and a part of Orange at 7 is going to be a political wasteland of money being spent by the Democrat Party desperately trying to hold on to Stephanie Murphy. Because they can't keep the House if they lose. It's that bad.
Charles, I wonder.
And they need.
I wonder how Stephanie Murphy can advertise. What's she advertised? Like, we were part of the greatest military failure.
What's
we were part of
on?
The border that massive people crossed. We were part of the greatest tax destruction with the tax. Well, how is she advertising? I mean, she should. I guess the best she could do is just go hide in Mexico and push people over the border. I don't know what else this lady can do.
Good ads.
Well. Well, it's funny, I haven't been feeling well, and today's my first time back.
You sound good.
But look, well, thanks, man, and I appreciate that. I'm using kind of references. I'm not using, it's Homer Simpson sitting on the couch. Every now and then you watch The Simpsons back when it was really good.
Yeah.
There'd be an episode where Homer would suddenly be rooting for somebody, and it would be a banner that said team. That's kind of what Stephanie Murphy's like. That's what it was like. One that I've seen from her is like, Stephanie Murphy's doing a good job in Congress.
Okay. All right. Okay, listen.
And that would be the statement.
All right. Well, listen, we got a couple of callers on the line. Let me take their calls, and you can comment on them if you would, Charles. Harry is up. Harry, were you at the Seminole County School Board meeting last night?
No, I can't go to those things for physical reasons, but there's one tomorrow morning at 8:30 that's pretty important for people to be to. They obviously have it when parents are really available. They're not going to work or not taking. So Seminole County decided to have it at 8:30 in the morning tomorrow.
So sure.
Anybody that can go, it would be a very good thing to go. I wanted to encourage them. I'm the guy that had the divisive books they put out at Lake Brantley High School.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
By the way, they have not. They ran the clock out. They kept going up for 5 months. I've been trying to get the information.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to be talking with Dominique Clemens in the next hour of the show. And I know that's the type of stuff.
She has helped me along with Keith. They're good people.
Keith Flo, All right. Well, thanks so much, Harry. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Can I say something real quick? And I told this.
Yeah, go ahead.
To the Orange County Republican Party, man. And Seminole County, I don't know. Listen, I apologize, guys. I don't know if you're a Republican or you're a Democrat and you're on the school board over in Seminole, but I do know who I got here in Orange. We got two open for sure in Orange County, school board two and three. And listen, I love my people going and talking and putting pressure on these folks at these public meetings. But if you're mad, run for office. Look, school board two, district two, and school board district three are open. I have classes. I have resources to give good candidates to run. And you want to talk about these people getting scared? That's what scares them. They want to sit at home and make these dictates about people. Jerry Demings wants to, that's another person. I'd love to have a good candidate run against Jerry Demings, and I'm out there trying to recruit somebody. I don't have anybody yet. is I would love to have a great candidate run because people fear. They fear good candidates. They fear people putting their name on the line that's dotted and running.
Yeah.
And it's nothing else. And so if you want to really send a message, give me a call, 407-497-0494. Let's get you in a race and let's get you running because these people are scared. And let me tell you, they don't want to be out in the August heat work like your listeners are, Chris. You know, they don't want to be out there. You know?
Charles, are those school board seats, are those countywide elections or just in those districts?
Those are just in those districts.
Okay.
So in Orange, unfortunately, Orange has some, you know, Orange has created some of the Democrat nightmare that we've had by just how it's structured.
What parts of the county are 2 and 3 in?
Well, unfortunately, I would need you to go look. Basically, what I could do, if you want to call me and find out,
mm-hmm.
I can look up where you're at.
Yeah.
And I can tell you. And by the way, there's other races to run, too. Those aren't just the only races.
Right.
Because the problem I have, listen, guys, and I don't want to demean anybody running for Congress, because all the people running for Congress are great, but Congress ain't the only job we need. And listen to me talk the vernacular. Mm-hmm. Congress is not the only job we need people running for. School board, state house, state senate. We have three open Senate seats, 11, 13, and 15. And we have one race where we have somebody running in. But 13 and 15, nobody. And 13 is going to be an open seat because Bracey is running for Val Deming's seat. You know, and then also, too, is mayor, Orange County mayor. And I'm willing to bet you the same is true in anywhere in your listening audience. There's something you can run for. And I would love it to have more people. Right now, I have two seats in the Orlando City Commission, and I am to run, to take out Renil. You know what I mean?
When is that election, by the way?
Well, the qualifying needs to be done by the beginning of October. The election itself is November 2nd, 2021.
Okay. All right.
And by the way, can I just tell you real quick?
Yeah.
It took 3,000 votes total. So it would take maybe, and that was in a good race. Literally, if you could turn out for yourself in Orlando, say 2,000 votes, you'd be a Orlando City Commissioner.
So it's doable.
How about that?
It is doable. Yeah. It is not a long shot.
Extremely doable.
All right.
And Zart, who's good at raising money for Republicans, I mean,
that helps.
Maybe I might be able to help you.
Give your phone number out one more time, and then we'll also have it here, please.
407-497-0494. You can text me. You can call me. My voice is already beginning to go, guys. So.
Okay, but, well, hold it right there. We got to take a break anyway, so stay right there. And when we come back, we have another caller on the line as well. You are listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show. And once again, the Orange County Republican Executive Committee is looking for you. The OCREC wants you. Ladies and gentlemen, go to OCREC.org to get your tickets for the Lincoln Day dinner. But don't delay, because it will sell out. And don't forget to get your Ron DeSantis apparel at OCREC.shop. That's OCREC. Dot shop. Nope, be shopping around the dial because we're coming right back.
Central Florida's conservative voice, The Answer.
Central Florida, it's time to enjoy life again. And that includes dining out. Cafe Positano welcomes you to try the most authentic Italian you'll find in a clean atmosphere of fine and casual dining. Everything on the menu can be picked up or delivered, but every great chef knows food is meant to be served the moment it's on the plate, not 20 minutes later and reheated. So come on in for lunch or dinner and try their awesome new Bianca Neve, butters with cheese and bacon, or no bacon. Oh, and ask for the Palmadora sauce to dip them in. Yum! 407-774-8080. Cafe Positano is authentic Italian.
Folks, let me introduce you to a new level of comfort. The X Chair. You've heard about it everywhere, so why not try one at the Relax and Comfort Store in the Winter Park Villages? It's called the X Chair because it has 10 ways to adjust to optimize your comfort, whether you're sitting in front of a desk or a TV. This chair can adjust to your body's needs, no matter the need for the chair. Raise it, recline it, adjust the seat and armrest, and more. 10 ways to adjust it to conform to you. And now you can upgrade it with a heating and massage option, which, by the way, is available and easy to install if you already have an X Chair. So
So what are you waiting for? Try the X Chair today at Relax and Comfort in the Winter Park Villages or visit them at relaxandcomfort.com. They're family-owned and operated for over 50 years and have many thousands of comfortable and happy customers. And remember, they have fully adjustable sleep systems and massage chairs, too. So visit Relax and Comfort, where they specialize in furniture for life. Get comfortable and be happy today. Relaxandcomfort.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Answer traffic. Westbound I-4 slow from Lee to Colonial, then from Kirkman to US 27. Eastbound I-4 slow from Kirkman up to Maitland. Crash on Edgewater at 434. Princeton crash at Silver Star, 429. Slow into I-4. Northbound slow around the turnpike. Got a crash near Plant Street. Your latest answer traffic. I'm Dave DiRica.
Welcome back to the American Adversaries Radio Show. This hour of the show brought to us by the Orange County Republican Executive Committee. Before we get to the phone caller here, a couple other things have come to light over the last couple of days. The Taliban, and President Trump mentioned this yesterday, I think it was, Mike, in his interview with Stuart Varney, that not only were Black Hawks left behind helicopters, but Apache attack helicopters were left behind.
Which was correct. Right.
And it turns out that now the Taliban has more attack helicopters than any of our NATO allies.
And they remember they highlighted Australia just to show you. They got a lot more than Australia.
That's the Blackhawks. Attack helicopters.
They're going to be selling these to Iran, to other nations who know how to fly them.
All right. David, thank you for calling tonight. You wanted to remind us of somebody from the Iraqi days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do y'all remember the guy by the name of Baghdad Bob?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
He was Saddam Hussein's liar-in-chief.
Tony Blinken.
It was his job to go out and say they were winning the war when they were obviously getting whipped. Go ahead, David.
Exactly. As far as Biden ought to be getting nicknamed, something like that, for his appearances.
Baghdad.
That could be a good contest.
Yeah, it sounds like one of me. Baghdad Joe Biden. Yep. All right. I love it. All right. Thank you, David.
Can I ask you guys a quick question?
Yeah.
What would Joe Patton do? I mean, what would General Patton do if Biden was under his command?
If he was under Biden's command.
Yeah. If Joe Biden was like private and
thank you, David.
Army,
appreciate it. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Charles.
You know, if Joe Biden was a private in General Patton's army, the Third Army, back in World War II, I mean, Penn slapped a guy because he had, you know, PTSD because he was all, you know, you know what I mean? He was having shell shock. You know, can you imagine what Patton would do to Joe Biden?
Okay, you take the front.
I don't want to talk about gun violence, Charles, because that would apply to what I think he would do.
No, it's interesting because, yeah, you know, I just once saw that movie with George C.
Remember
Scott
that?
The other day. Patton was in it.
Right.
And then Trump said at his rally, by the way, he's got two more rallies now scheduled, one in Iowa and one in Georgia coming up these next couple of weeks. He said at his last rally, can you imagine if Patton was woke? If there was any woke generals. I think he put it this way. Imagine if Patton would never be woke, basically, is what he was saying. And that's when he led into the line that everything that woke touches turns to
stuff.
To stuff. Yeah.
And, you know, if George Patton, in my opinion, was reporting to Commander-in-Chief Biden, you only get one shot. There's one bullet in your gun, metaphorically. You get to go into the Commander-in-Chief, slap your bars down and say, I quit, and then see what kind of political firestorm comes from that. If a Patton-level general did that to Biden, there would be additional repercussions. I think his popularity would go down.
Charles, do you think this is going to harden the spine of some of the Republican Congress now?
Yeah, I really do. I mean, because I think, listen, I was going to make a joke about it, because I was going to say, you know, don't you just feel so much more safe under this gender-inclusive, diverse military and intelligence community we have now?
Oh, way to put us ill at ease. Thank you very much.
It's like if anything, it's like Rush Limbaugh used to say, God rest his soul, the purpose of the military is to go places and break stuff.
Mm-hmm. Kill people,
you know,
and
I mean?
Break
it's
things,
like,
yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay.
But it's the truth, though. And it's like, you know, it's not the job of the military. Isn't it supposed to be a social experiment of people that have decided to get transgender surgeries and worried about their pronouns? They're supposed to be, you know, worried about killing the bad guys.
That's what
it's like
for.
This Millie guy is, yeah, he's totally gotten away from it. It's
Charles, like, oh. that's what they teach at Penn State now.
I know. Another question, Charles,
and listen.
If 120,000 plus, you know, people coming across Afghans, we're not counting the border, which is probably another 250,000 this month, right? So we'll be at 350. Aren't you a little concerned about the religion itself, Islam? Because I was just reading a stat, within 20 years, get ready for this, the Islamic people will have enough people to vote in a president. And what does Sharia law command? Pretty bad, right? And where do you think most of these people are going to end up living? They're going to live in the inner city and deal with their, you know, associates, et cetera. And what do you think is going to be taught to them? Do you think it's going to be Catholicism, or do you think it might be the other side of the coin?
Well, you know, the thing that gets me about all this is, guys, is look, I've had a reason to read, and because I haven't been able to go anywhere, read, watch stuff, you know? And I didn't realize this, but in 1961, when we failed at the Bay of Pigs, when the Bay of Pigs failed, by August of 1961, Khrushchev put up the Berlin Wall. I didn't realize that timeline. It was within 5 months. So what do you think is going to happen in 5 months? I mean, think of it like this. Within, we had cyber terrorists shutting down the U.S. economy and the oil pipeline and other things. And now we have this. And then what do you think is going to happen in 5 months? I mean, do you think that Putin's scared? Putin's laughing. Do you think China's scared? Do you think anybody is scared? Do you think the terrorists, if anything, the terrorists learn this, we bomb you, we kill you, we make you suffer, you spend millions and billions of dollars, you come to our country, we go to the hills, we outweigh you, and we embarrass the poop out of you in 20 years, and we kill a bunch of you, and then we make you beg us to let you stay in our country just a little longer.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you think anybody in these countries is going to ever help us again? Because they're going to say, you know what, you abandoned all those good people in Afghanistan. You know, someone saved Joe Biden's life, and that guy can't get out of the country.
Yeah,
that is an
amazing
story.
Isn't that guy supposed to be first?
Well, I guess Biden didn't want to be accused of playing favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're right, Charles. What reason would any ally in the Middle East have to want to continue helping the United States?
That's it.
Yeah.
All right.
And listen, and I haven't been able to read everything, and Chris, you probably know better than me, but isn't it true he wouldn't take a call from the British Prime Minister for over a week?
Actually, I think it was like 36 hours, and he finally did accept a phone call. But, yeah, no. And by the way, that was the first weekend, but he was too busy making phone calls to school board chairs and supervisors around the country, encouraging them to implement mask mandates. So I guess, you know, priorities, you know, is...
Don't you really hope that's a false story? Oh, my God, I hope that's not true.
No, it's absolutely true. No, it's been verified.
Well, the White House does publish a list of the president's agenda, and if that was on it...
Terrible. It's incredibly important.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Incredibly important. The president gets out there and makes sure everybody...
Yep. Wears a mask.
Wearing masks versus American soldiers. You know, there's a great Phil Hartman thing from Saturday. Goes, they're talking about Pearl Harbor, and it's a sketch.
Yeah,
and he goes,
minute.
Well, the weather's like in Pearl Harbor. It's raining bombs. You know,
okay.
Joe Biden.
All right.
Americans are dying in Afghanistan, but let's call people about.
Okay. All right, Charles. All right, I'm up against the break, but it's been great having you back on, and we look forward to having you back in the studio. You take care, and once again, tell about the Lincoln Day dinner.
It's on Friday, October 22nd. If you're in, you can go to ocrec.org, and you can buy your tickets there. You can also call me, 407-497-0494. Probably be better to text me because I'm having a problem talking. but do that, and we'll get you tickets to go. We also have room rates if you want to spend the night at the hotel. And there's tickets to meet Ted Cruz, tickets to have dinner with him. It'll be a great time.
All right. Well, thanks, and you got it all in, and good timing. And once again, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you, Charles.
Yes, sir.
Glad you're
Take
feeling
care.
Better, Charles.
Thank you, guys. Love you. Yep.
Absolutely. We love
Thanks,
you, too.
Man.
Somebody having trouble talking, you did pretty good.
Hey, you do good every night.
All right. And we'll be doing some more of it when we come back with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show. And then don't forget Carl Jackson Show after us. Got Michaela and Aubrey on their way down. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then, of course, you got Carl sitting in for Larry Elder.
Yep.
We'll talk about that election a little bit, too, when we come back with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show. And Angie Ugarte from the DeBerry Diner.
Ladies and gentlemen, step it right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hour. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a roll on a honey.
Welcome to hour number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Now Prime Time Show. Primed and ready to go. Thank you for being there. Got Michael McBath, Noster Dennis, and myself, Christopher Hart, in the Relax and Comfort Studio. I am on the crystal clear Thompson Jewelers Diamond microphone. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. And currently, our guest is on an interview with another media outlet. I'm jealous.
Flip around the TV. She might be actually there.
Yeah, when you say media outlet.
She'll be on with us here in just a few minutes. She is Angie Ugarte. She is the owner-operator of the DeBerry.
That's kind of close to my heart because I'm from Long Island, and if you're Connecticut or New Jersey, you know the best food in the world is diner food. And there's really not a lot of good diners down here. They had that Angels for a while.
Yeah,
was all right. They had good dessert.
Angels, yeah.
But there's really not a lot of good diner food, and the DeBerry Diner, I've looked at their menu, and I've heard people who've gone up there to eat, and they love it. Well, apparently there's going to be a lot more people coming up to eat at the diner.
Well, Pierce Outlaw managed to find it. So
did he get there?
He goes there. So
he dines there.
Yeah, absolutely. So she'll be on with us here in a few minutes. And the reason being is we mentioned this last night on the show. Shine, and we'll find out exactly how she displayed it, but she put a sign out. And go ahead and read
I'll read it if you want.
Yeah, please.
It reads, and I'm reading right off a sign on the front door. If you voted for and continue to support and stand behind the worthless, inept, and corrupt administration currently inhabiting the White House, that is complicit in the death of our servicemen and women in Afghanistan, please take your business elsewhere. Sweet.
Right.
Sweet
to the point.
Yep.
And you know what? That's why I have trouble even talking to a Democrat, because you are complicit, like it or not.
And by the way, if you missed it when I mentioned it earlier in the show, Mike and his wife have put 13 flags in their front yard to commemorate.
It was really a great idea, and I'll have to attribute that to my wife. She's out there putting up. I expected a reaction from the neighborhood, and I got one. Extremely positive.
Good.
You know, within 20 minutes, I think we had 4 phone calls. That's great. That's great. And I encourage other people to do it, because don't let this incident pass by where it's just another short memory. This should be a long memory in all of our minds.
This should never blow over.
Never blow over. Well, so we'll keep it alive as long as we can.
Well, certainly the Taliban intend to keep it alive, too. They've been parading around the country in the equipment that we left behind, wearing American uniforms.
Yeah.
They even held some mock funerals with flag-draped coffins.
Wasn't that disgusting with the flag of France, of England, of the United States. How embarrassing. And the fact that our president didn't even contact England and United States or on France at the time that we made our moves.
And seeing him pose as the Iwo Jima soldiers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a special place in hell for these guys.
That was even before we left the airport.
Yeah.
By the way, atrocities, as we mentioned, the atrocities have already begun, and they're now basically too numerous to mention.
Yeah.
They're children, women, men, you name it. If you had a connection to the United States, they're looking for you, and they intend to kill you.
Well, it's not like they have a list. People the president decided, hey, just keep these guys safe, okay? Whatever you do.
I'm just worried about 9/11. We don't get a horrifying video coming out of there, you know, with maybe heads chopped off, things like that. That's a real concern. So I think they're complete animals, and we'll see.
Or that, for sure. Let's go ahead and take Paul's phone call while we have a moment here. Hey, Paul, how are you doing tonight? Thank you for calling.
I'm doing very well. Listen, this thing in Afghanistan would not surprise me if Bill and Hillary Clinton aren't doing gun running on a major scale.
Well, actually, Paul, I thought about that the other day, if they were going to be gun brokers, because they can make a lot of money, and it doesn't really matter to them.
That was part of the Benghazi thing, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, sir,
they've been running guns all his adult life. Mm-hmm. I don't see why it would change that. Only if you check his charity, it might have been up to $3 billion contributions.
I don't know about that, but the Clintons' fingerprints probably are on this, since Susan Rice, Jake Sullivan, Blinken, Avril Haines,
right.
All of these people were all Clintonistas. So don't be surprised if there's something to what you're saying there, Paul. Thank you for calling.
Well, if you follow the money trail,
Appreciate it.
Don't you wonder if some of these guns will float up through our southern border before it's over?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Go into the hands of some of the shipped-in terrorists meeting at a specific place.
Evidently, the Taliban are already negotiating with Iran to sell them some of the armored vehicles and the Humvees and the like that we left behind.
Weren't the two border guards, Ramos and Campion, weren't they shot by guns that were part of a gun-running deal?
Yeah.
Yes, that was Operation Fast and Furious.
Yeah, that was Fast and Furious by our ex, what was that guy, the Holder, Eric Holder was one of the captains of that event.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, yeah.
Another Obamaite, you know.
But the guns might be the least, that might be the least of our worries. Because, as I said, what was left behind was all kinds of explosive ordnance. That's the C4, that's plastic explosives.
Yep.
Semtex, daters, shaped charges that can focus it. And thermite. And incendiaries. Yeah. I mean, if that stuff finds its way into the United States, or perhaps onto an airplane somewhere, right?
And drones. Don't forget the drones, because they have the capability of being armed.
Indeed, they do. So it's a bad situation, and the more we find out, the worse that it is.
Yeah.
All right, Tom, our man from Pennsylvania, Tom, is on the line with us. How are you doing tonight, Tom? Thank you for calling.
I wish it was under better circumstances. But anyway, Mike, I do salute you for that display. God bless you. I wish I could.
Well, you know, Tom.
You guys put a picture,
You're from Pennsylvania, and I'm a Penn Stater. And you know what? We got to step forward into the bench and get to work, right?
We're going to pressure Mike to take a picture of that, and we'll put it up on our Facebook page.
I actually got one, which we'll get up there.
Yeah, we'll get it up on our platform.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Great. Well, we're going to do our part up here by putting Sean Farnell in the Senate, the former
Army. He's great. I love hearing him discuss issues.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to get him in the Senate. Anyway, I just want to let you guys know there was an interview. There's something floating around. There was this Ghani, the outgoing president of Afghanistan, is basically saying now that Biden told him we wouldn't defend Kabul or the airport, even though he offered it to us well ahead of the Taliban coming into town. So
sure.
I think this, like you guys said, this issue cannot be allowed to die. We have to keep this alive because this is. I am just sickened.
I might be a little confused here because I know that Baradar, the head of the Taliban, had offered to the American generals, you know, that he said, we'll stay out, you secure the Kabul, or we'll come in and secure Kabul. And evidently the American general said, you do it. Are you saying that Hamid Ghani, there was a separate conversation?
Yes, there's something I saw explicitly said Ghani. And it's floating around out there. I'll try to get my hands on it. But, it was Ghani. It wasn't Baradar. Baradar is the guy that Trump annihilated.
I know there was also a transcript that came out where Biden in a phone call was admitting that the Afghani wasn't up to the task, but that he needed Ghani to change the perception.
No, he didn't tell him to lie. He just said, put a good face on it.
Yeah.
Did you know that Ghani is a Columbia graduate?
I did not
know that. How about
that?
Another Ivy Leaguer. Isn't that great? And the first thing he went for, I know, the first thing he went for was the money when he had to get out. He's a perfect Ivy Leaguer.
Yeah.
They're all cut from that same Ivy League elitist cloth.
Yep.
We need some Penn Staters and some Florida Staters in the Congress.
The state schools.
That's it. You got that right.
Real people.
All right. Thank you so much, Real Tom. People. Thank you. Yeah, as a matter of fact, we're going to maybe get a Georgia Bulldog into the Senate.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, you know, Herschel Walker sent me a text
today. It's exciting.
Who did?
Herschel Walker. He wants to make sure that I know that he's running.
All right.
And he didn't mention football once. You know, he's not even making that part of his platform because you know who it
says. So, right, wouldn't you?
All right, I think he'd make a great senator, however. All right, so once again, the more we find out about this situation, the worse it is. We're finding out more and more people who are left behind. As I mentioned earlier in the show, 600 journalists from Radio Free Europe were in there. I'd always wondered whatever happened to Radio Free Europe.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they're stuck in Afghanistan.
Remember they used to run those commercials?
I know. Remember that? Yeah.
Once the wall fell in Berlin,
right.
I guess once the wall fell in Berlin, it seems there might have been no need for Radio Free Europe. But they broadcast into Russia.
And evidently they were broadcasting in Afghanistan.
Seems a little strange. You know, out from the top of the mountains or something, crossing into Iran. And maybe into Iran.
But they were left behind along with their staff and families.
Oh, boy.
And you had the little girl who was left behind, the students from American University that were left behind, and, of course, the tens of thousands of Afghanis who assisted the American. And, by the way, the polls clearly show that the Republic did not want these people left behind.
Right.
And then probably, too, the video from the Stephanopoulos interview, where Stephanopoulos actually kind of pressed him a little bit and had him admit that, no, when we figure out who's left, who's behind, who's still there, we'll stay until we get them all out.
Oh, I know. They got so many tapes of Joe Biden. He just has to stop lying because it's getting worse and worse and worse.
So today, I guess it was, a story came out where they said, Nostradamus, that, did you get that one or do I have one?
Which
that
one said?
Said that people get stranded all the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not a big deal.
Oh.
You know, John Kirby, who actually looks like he is a deliberate Pentagon spokesman. He actually looks the part.
He does.
What he says, you know, he's getting directions on that. But he addressed the issue of hundreds of Americans who wanted to be evacuated but were left behind. He told MSNBC on Monday that Americans stranded in foreign countries all the time, and he downplayed the administration's role in leaving citizens, green card holders, and allies behind enemy lines. He said these numbers are in the very low hundreds. He did not get out everybody that we had wanted to get out. But we're not done. We're going to keep on trying.
I'd say he probably got stranded in Bermuda.
All right.
By the way,
he says we do everything we can to try to facilitate safe passage. Of course, they've stopped their overt efforts to get anyone home. Who knows? Maybe they're doing covert things we don't know.
Nonetheless, the administration has reiterated that through diplomatic means now they are going to attempt to get these people out.
Well, and how about the congressman who is right now? They're not sure exactly where he is in Afghanistan. You heard that story?
No.
Oh, yeah. Republican Representative Mark Wayne Mullen threatened U.S. Embassy staff in Tajikistan. He was outraged that they would not assist him in carrying a huge amount of money through the country as he attempted to go into Afghanistan and through it for an unauthorized mission effort. Of course, unauthorized is redundant because right now there is no authorized evacuation effort. Mullen called the embassy, said he's coming from the country of Georgia to Tajikistan, and he wants help transporting a large amount of cash. They said, no, Mullen, who is from Oklahoma, ended up landing anyway. They're not sure where he is now.
Something came across late this afternoon that they know he's they know where he is. They just, you know, we're trying to find them to get them out.
If they know, you would think they wouldn't want to broadcast.
I know. I was going to say, they didn't say much. It's just that we think we got a handle on this.
Maybe he shouldn't have told everybody he was carrying all that cash.
Mm-hmm.
No, I had not heard that. As I said, though, the more we find out, the worse the picture is.
And we need to find out how much cash is being given of the taxpayers' money on this.
Billions
just
and
because
billions.
These bozos have blown everything.
Billions
know?
With a B. I really want to know, and I guess there's going to be no way to figure out how many dollars worth of merchandise we left behind in the form of the hardware.
They're saying $85 billion. That's the number they're putting. $85 billion of American taxpayer dollars. And I wonder if that was negotiated into the deal, because if that was, they got to throw these bums into the street tomorrow.
Whether it was negotiated or not, they
throw them in anyway. Throw them
into
the streets right now.
The Taliban. Mm-hmm. All right, what we'll do here is we will take a break. You are listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show. We appreciate that. And don't forget to go to the Answer Orlando. Orlando.com website. Join the Answer Seekers Club so you too can enter to win the American Adversaries Terrific Talkers VIP experience, ladies and gentlemen. A little bit later on in the show, I'll tell you all about the prize, along with an evening with the American Adversaries in the studio and then at Cafe Positano. For two, all on us. It could be you, but you have to enter the win. We'll be right back.
AM 950 at 9, The Answer.
Yeah, we're going to do a VIP talkers experience with the American Adversaries.
Whoa.
Let's do it. Introducing The Answer, American Adversaries VIP experience, where you and a guest will get to be in studio and hang out with the American Adversaries live. But that's not all. Your VIP experience keeps going as you and the American Adversaries head on over to Cafe Positano's after the show. But your VIP experience doesn't stop there. You'll also win a $500 shopping spree from Thompson Jewelers, Orlando and St. Cloud, plus dinner for two every month for a year from Tijuana Flats. Just go to theanswerorlando.com. Click on the banner and become a member of the Answer Seekers Fan Club. But time limited, so register and join today. The American Adversaries VIP experience. You could be our winner. From AM 950, FM 94.9, The Answer.
Does it feel like your couch has its own source of gravity, but you're craving Tijuana Flats? You're in luck. Order delivery from TijuanaFlats.com and get all your Tex-Mex right to your door. Order delivery today at TijuanaFlats.com.
Folks, I'm so proud of our sponsors here on the American Adversaries, like Jerry and Janice Shepherd of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz. They and businesses like theirs are truly the backbone of America. They're family-owned and operated, dedicated to quality and professionalism, and committed to courteous and honest service. If you own a Mercedes-Benz or a BMW, you need to know Jerry and Jana and their team of professionals, because they will give you the best care and service for your vehicle at the best price. They truly are the dealership alternative. Call 407-366-6499 or go to jerrysmb.com. That's 407-366-6499. JerrysMB.com.
Network Sound and Video. Are you moving, downsizing, cleaning, or consolidating your garage, attic, storage unit? You'll probably find some pretty valuable family archives like 8mm film, videotapes, photos, slides, records, and cassettes. Well, now is the perfect time to have us transfer your family memories to new digital formats. Share your treasures with family, friends, classmates, business associates, and military buddies. Call or visit Network Sound and Video, 407-834-8555. 407-834-8555.
In traffic, we've got the answer.
Answer traffic. Westbound I-4. Slow from Lee to Colonial, then going slow from Osceola Parkway out to US 27. Eastbound I-4. Going slow from 408 up towards Maitland. Got a crash on Pine Hills at Old Winter Garden. Look for slowdowns on the 429 headed into I-4. Your latest answer traffic. I'm Dave Derica.
You made me cry when you said goodbye.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We told you earlier that 52% of the people in a Rasmussen poll said Joe Biden should resign because of the Afghanistan debacle. Mike gave you the 42 running three-day average approval rating for Biden. And I don't think Trump's ever went below that. I mean, at his lowest point, but he was always like around 47, 50%.
And like we said, there's so many hardcore Democrats that when you get down under 40, you know, you've taken about as low as you can go, because I don't think most of those Democrats will come back across. We'll see. All right. I think he's just a great job of destroying the country. Great job.
And more people are noticing. Fox released a poll today saying 6 out of 10, that would be 60% of the country, thinks we're on the wrong track. It had the ADP number this morning, which would indicate that.
Yeah, Chris, the U.S. companies created far fewer jobs than was expected in August. You know, the private payrolls rose just 374,000. Dow Jones had expected a number like 600,000, which 374 is a lot less, right? This may send somewhat of a chilling signal that the economy may be starting to get a little bit stagnant here. Now, Friday, we have the official August U.S. non-farm payroll data, which is expected to be 720,000 jobs created and an unemployment rate of 5.2%. I hope we do come in somewhere around there. But one thing, August was the seventh straight up month for the market. So, you know, it's been a great market. You've got money in the market. You've got to be a happy person. But watch out for September and watch out for geopolitical problems. Don't worry about the economy. Historically, September is the, you know, I hate to say this, the worst month of the year for stocks, you know, but, and then a quick summary of what happened. Actually, for the year, the Dow's up about a little bit, 15% plus. The S&P's up over 20%, and the NASDAQ's about 18.5. And for those in the market, are here again, the sky is clear.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and do the contest challenge while we're at it here.
Okay.
It seems like a lot of people need some help.
I know. And our contest is going to be left up to you on your call wins. We need to select two people who you believe should take charge of this country. Maybe president, vice president, but we want two big leaders. Who are you going to recommend? People of the present, people of the past, or people of fiction? I'm going to go with a guy that we all know, Putin. Why? Because every Democrat said, oh, Putin led Trump around by his nose. Well, if that's true, then you Democrats got to be thrilled that I'm going to go with Putin as my leader. And my second backup is Rambo, because he will go back in Afghanistan and bring every American out. So I'm running with those two as my two top leaders.
All right. So get those contest entries ready for tomorrow night. And, of course, every contest Thursday is brought to us by Images Auto Spas and the Supreme Car Detailing Superstores, where Jeff has ponied up twice the prize that he gives away on our Thursday night show for our VIP experience. So great
prize
package.
That is really a phenomenal award, Chris.
Absolutely.
I mean, really. Oh.
And don't forget, also, you can be a winner 7 days a week by going to either Images location, East Colonial Drive and Bennett Road, or 510 North State Road 434 here in Altamont Springs. Mention you heard about the ultrasound on the American Adversaries and get it for $20. That's a full $10 off, 33% discount. Where else will you get anything like that? All right, so when we come back, we'll have Dominique Clemens of Florida Citizens Alliance. We're anticipating Angie Ugarte from the DeBerry Diner going to join us as well. And got a couple of football stories for you that we're going to get to. Ohio State, did you see what's going on in Ohio State?
Yeah, let's not say too much about that.
Okay,
you know,
should we wait till we get
right
back?
Way.
That's it.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh. I'll be ready.
Okay. All right, so we got all
that's not my favorite team, Chris.
All of that yet to do, and then you got Carl Jackson's show, you got Michaela Getz and Aubrey Kahn on their way for that, and then also you'll have Carl Jackson sitting in for Larry Elder tonight at 10 o'clock, so a lot of great radio to go, and Charlie's Kirk sandwiched in between as well, so great. Make sure you stick around for all of that. And once again, please go to the AnswerOrlando.com website, join the Answer Seekers Club, and that way you can enter to win the American Adversaries Terrific Talkers VIP experience. As I said, you got the $400 value Supreme wash kit from the Supreme Car Detailing Superstores. You got a $500 spending spree at Thompson Jewelers.
Yep.
You got dinner for two once a month for a year.
Great
for
food.
Tijuana Flats.
Yep.
You got a $100 gift card from Aubrey Kahn. And
beautiful.
$50 in-store credit, network, sound, and video, and a lot more on the way. So please join the Answer Seekers Club at the AnswerOrlando.com website and enter to win the American Adversaries Terrific Talkers VIP Experience.
AM 950 and FM 94.9, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A small section of New Orleans saw the lights go back on after Hurricane Ida blacked out the entire city. Officials with the power company Entergy say electricity was restored to about 11,500 customers early Wednesday morning. Byron Lambert was one of them. He woke up about 1:30 a.m. and looked down his hallway to see a light was on in the laundry room. He used some of that power to clean his yard on Wednesday and was aware of how fortunate he was compared to others who were still suffering without electricity. The State Public Service Commission says 989,000 are still without power. 44% of all state utility customers in southeast Louisiana. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 48 points, but the NASDAQ rose 50, the S&P advanced 1, oil up 9 cents to $68.59 a barrel. This is SRN News.
COVID-19 pandemic, we've all been forced to change the way we live our lives and the way we do business as well. The healthcare profession is no exception. For many in the profession, the workload has been overwhelming and unrelenting. Others at first were idle and then had to adapt to new protocols, just like the rest of us. So, I'm proud to announce that an American Adversary sponsor, Simplify, has stepped up to offer relief to all healthcare providers by offering Patient Voice, a group health monitoring tool at absolutely no charge. This tool identifies patients who are predisposed to the injuries or health issues your medical practice treats and then gives those patients easy access to in-office and telemedicine consultations. So, if you're a healthcare provider and would like to take advantage of Patient Voice at no cost to you, then call 321-800-2121. That's all you have to do. Simplify will do the rest. So call 321-800-2121 today and let Patient Voice work for you. We all know how important it is to keep our home, work, and vehicles clean as possible. That's why you should know Jeff Bonney and the team at Images Auto Spas and the Supreme Car Detailing Superstores. You see, they know the science of cleaning.
The science of clean. Nice.
They understand how dirt and germs cling to surfaces and how to rid those surfaces of those germs and dirt and keep them off. At the Supreme Car Detailing Superstores, they have the products and tools you need to do it yourself, or they can do it for you at Images Auto Spas. Images Auto Spas are located at East Colonial Drive and Bennett Road and at 510 North State Road 434 alongside one Supreme Car Detailing Superstore. The other is at 8119 South Orange Avenue at Sand Lake Road. Go to dasuperstore.com. That's dasuperstore.com. And remember, 7 days a week you can get the Ultra Shine at either Images Auto Spa for only $20 if you mention you heard about it on the American Adversaries radio show. Do some gift shopping while you're there as well. That's dasuperstore.com.
Hi, I'm John Siebert, president of Patriot Home Funding, Central Florida's best mortgage broker, and we are making mortgages great again by offering the lowest rates and best service, all while not charging any lender junk fees or points on most of our products. And if you are a veteran, we will pay for your appraisal as a way of saying thanks for your service. Take the Patriot Home Funding Challenge. We'll give you 5-star luxury service and save you money. Give us a call at 407-389-5132. That's 407-389-5132. Or visit us at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
News and the latest.
easiest answer traffic now.
The Answer Orlando, American Adversaries VIP experience. You'll be in the studio during the show. Then afterwards, it's dinner at Cafe Positano's. More prizes too, including Tijuana Flats and Thompson Jewelers. For more information about how to enter, check out our website, theanswerorlando.com. Osceola County Fire Rescue reminding it's almost Labor Day weekend. They're going to be out at intersections looking to fill the boot for Muscular Dystrophy Association. Westbound I-4 slow from Lee to Colonial, then slow from Osceola Parkway out to US 27. Eastbound I-4 slow from the 408 up towards Maitland, crash Edgewater at Parr. Westmoreland crash at Gore and a crash on Pine Hills at Old Winter Garden. 429 slow into I-4. Your latest answer traffic. I'm Dave Derica.
G.I. Gia Roman reporting for duty, and you're listening to the American Adversaries Political Professional Wrestling Radio Show on Orlando's WORL-FM 94.9 AM 950 The Answer.
All right, we're back. We're live. We appreciate you being out there, ladies and gentlemen, as we come to you from the Relax and Comfort Studio. Nostra Dennis, Michael McBath, and myself, Christopher Hart. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge, and it is now time to visit with the national spokesperson for the Florida Citizens Alliance. Of course, I'm talking about Dominique Clemens. Dominique, how have you been?
Hi, Chris. I've been good. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. Before we get going and rolling here, let me ask you this. This morning I was listening to Fox News, I think it was. They were talking about homeschooling, and because of the events of the last year, there's been a marked increase in the number of children. For white kids, it basically went from about 5% to over 10%. And for black kids, it was even higher, an even more dramatic increase to now about 15, almost 15%. I guess you guys are having an effect.
That's what I like to hear. You know, I know a lot of people have pulled their kids out. I'm not sure with that study, you know, what the difference is between homeschooling and the remote learning. But either way, when parents are bringing their kids out of the classroom, out of that toxic culture with these woke teachers that are teaching this critical race theory, and they're very proud to teach it, you know, there's a whole generation of young teachers that are really gung-ho on indoctrinating our students. So to hear that is really just such great news, and it really gives me a lot of parents have been coming to me and telling me themselves that they have pulled their kids out. So, you know, we're living in an interesting time where parents are actually, you know, paying attention. And this next year with school board races and things like that is going to be very interesting to watch.
Dominic, just a quick question. I saw today that 41% of the seniors in the city of Baltimore had a 1.0 or less average. How is the union doing? How can you have a 1.0 or less? Right? You got to have a head of a brick.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, this is where teachers are coming to me constantly saying that their spirit, good teachers come to me and say that their spirit was broken as a teacher because it doesn't matter, you know, if they care about their students, they know that maybe a certain group of students needs to be held back. Yep, the unions are pushing them through. The bureaucracy is pushing these students through. And it's just hurting them in the future. And then that's the same system that we're seeing in higher education where students are being pushed through because that's how, you know, the teachers are graded and paid and the whole incentive system is behind there. While at the same time, we are seriously doing a disservice to our students, to our country, to our future leaders. These students are going to be affected by that poor model for the rest of their lives. Because nobody took the time to hold them back and actually discuss why they have such a low GPA. I mean, it's just, to me, it's disgusting. We've had education since the beginning of time, and still we have students who are failing. And, you know, our unions basically, they're putting their interests first, not the interests of the students.
Yeah, there are school districts in Baltimore. Kim Klasick was talking about this when she was here in Orlando, where there is... There are classes in which 0% of the students are at their grade level in math and English. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And so I was, this past week, I was in Colorado at the Steamboat Institute, which is a fantastic nonprofit organization that kind of really focuses on debating different hot topics. And one thing that I found out there was in North Carolina, there's a law that they have where all of the state colleges have to teach some kind of curriculum on our founders. So one of my friends, who is an emerging leader for the Steamboat Institute, he actually led an effort to actually force these colleges to teach those lessons, because while it's part of their law, the colleges were not actually teaching about the founding fathers. And one of the objections that the schools came back, they said, we don't have it in the budget to teach about the founders. We don't have it in the budget to add another class. While at the same time, they have classes called the history of Harry Potter, the history of gaming. I mean, it's just so it's so ridiculous the way and the excuses that they'll make in order to not talk about such important topics like our founders.
Now, you can direct people who want to homeschool their kids, can you not? Florida Citizens Alliance?
Yes. So, citizensalliance.com or gofla.com. It's the same thing. But if you go on there and just search some of our resources, we do have step-by-step on how to start homeschooling in Florida. Yeah.
Now, Dominique, a Nostradamus question here. Excuse may be the reason that a lot of parents say, I can't homeschool, had always been, I can't afford it. We both have work. How are families, especially in this economy, are they changing and being able to adapt to that? What are they doing?
Well, one thing that's changed, I think, is, I mean, COVID, the lockdowns, parents realizing, first of all, that maybe some people have remote jobs at this point, but also that there's a lot of resources, even if you're a single mom, full-time worker, or maybe both parents are working, whatever the situation is, we have to put our kids first. Rebecca Friedrich, she's out of California. She talks about the education system and the evils of the teachers union. She's been spat upon by them. She has been fighting against the teachers union for years. And she always says, if you care about your kids, you'll find a way to make it happen. You will find a way. You know, my parents, when they figured out what was going on in the school system, they found a way to make it work. And you have to find that community. So one thing that we do with Florida Citizens Alliance is we promote classical conversations. Classical conversations is a homeschool program that you can use where they help you get involved with your community so that you don't necessarily have to be there 24/7 or make any of the school plans or anything like that. Also, there's some really good virtual school options for some, you know, older students who don't have to be as monitored throughout the day, such as Freedom Project Academy, where the student logs on and they've got a live team, and you know it's a classical Christian model that they're going to be following with students across the country. So there are options, and I think really it took COVID to really wake parents up that there's resources. They just have to look for it, and they really have to do their due diligence, because you do not want your child coming home at age 27 or whatever it is, indoctrinated and totally part of this cancel culture, right? We want to make sure that coming home, or your kids are coming home, and they still have the values that you instilled in them.
Dominic, isn't it also true that if you're at a public school or has some type of social problems and things like that, they can obtain a scholarship, meaning a grant of money to move to private school?
Yeah, so the Hope Scholarship, and I've been talking about this for a very long time, but it's actually recently been opened up even more. So basically, the Hope Scholarship means that if a child is being intimidated, threatened, or harassed on school property or at a school-sponsored event, immediately eligible for up to $8,000 to go to a private school of your choice. The most important thing about this scholarship, nobody determines eligibility except for the parent. So if the parent believes that something has happened, if they believe that a teacher is teaching, you know, critical race theory or bullying your child in some way with some of this crazy indoctrination that's happening, yeah, you are immediately eligible. There's $70 million available. So the fund is an issue. Parents just need to take advantage of it. And now the way that it's opened up is that now in the state of Florida, Governor DeSantis find anything that schools cannot mandate the mask, right? And there are now 16 counties that are ignoring that executive order, and they're mandating if your child is in one of the districts and they're being harassed and intimidated to wear the mask, they are immediately eligible. Every single student in all of those is now eligible for the Hope Scholarship.
I tell you have information about that on your website as well?
Yes, absolutely. If you go onto the website, you'll see Education Solutions underneath there. We've got scholarship information and Hope Scholarships on there. It's a really simple one-page application form. You fill it out, you say whatever the incident is, and your principal is legally bound to sign it. If you have any issues, which there will be pushback, because the schools don't want to lose the funding, but if you have any issues, we encourage parents to reach out to Florida Citizens Alliance, and we'll make sure that we get that fixed for you.
And that's goflca.com, goflca.com, and then it's also floridacitizensalliance.com now, correct?
And exactly.
Dominic,
and this is so important. Oh,
one question is, also, the private schools have scholarships, which they can match up, you know, again, to elevate the amount of money they can put toward the child's education.
Exactly. So this is a huge benefit on both sides because it fills up these private schools, and it also gives the parents, you know, you've got that first, you know, chunk of funds, that $8,000, you can now go and get your child into the best school possible for them.
Legislative session is beginning here. Well, they're actually, you know, putting together